You're in tune to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today, and we've probably done three shows already before.
Yes, we have.
Holy crick.
I was here on time, by the way.
Yes, he was. Well, we're not going to tell anybody what time it is, how long we pre-do the show.
I know. We had to rehearse.
There you go. We want to make sure we've got all the facts and everything straight, and that we have both sides of the story. Because don't you know?
I'll hear it all. Hear it all in the street.
There you go. So how have you been?
I've been good.
Okay. Yep. I saw you the other day out there working. You can tell you're an owner of a small business and stuff.
You just got to get that stuff done sometimes.
On the Bobcat.
It's an issue sometimes to keep all those things, you know, but whatever.
Yeah. So I saw it. We saw you out there pushing snow around.
We had some ice dams. Ooh. And it's been a terrible year for ice and ceiling leaks and drainage not working, and then that leads to problems with our parking and areas. The driveway is an issue, so we get her cleaned up now.
This lot out here, we only have about 4 feet between the cars. You can't even get out anymore.
There's so much snow. And on some of our other buildings, it's like craziness, but we'll get through it, I guess.
Yeah, you bet. Well, our topic of the week is owning versus rental. We heard on the news here, KDWA, we reported at the city council meeting about the annexation and the rebuilding of homes down on South Pines, and this is on the east side of 316. There's going to be 400 and some, 468, I don't know the exact number, but 400 and some, and every one of them is going to be rental.
I know.
That's a huge change from from what we knew, and actually right up until just within the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Things have changed and are changing. Home ownership is getting more and more difficult.
Is that what it is?
There's also people that I think bought when the rates were really good that probably today would not qualify for a home. Number one, the prices of homes have gone up and the interest rates. You can say what you want, who drove the interest rates up, but it has everything to do with our economy and the dependence on fuel or oil, mm-hmm, and gas, you know. So you come to your own conclusions on that, because I just saw today gas going up in Hastings again, whether it's $3.29 or $3.39, so that's happening. Right. And it's just getting to the point where everything is going up, and we all know that. I mean, currently everything seems like every time you turn around, it's about an average of 30% up.
Mm-hmm. They say it. Inflation isn't cooling at all, the reality of it.
Yeah, and I mean, so I don't know what's going to happen. Whatever, we'll see what happens.
So, Greg, people have asked this question, and maybe you can help us understand it too, is, okay, so now the cost of housing is way up, the cost of interest rates are way up, but renting, and maybe it's just because of my age, you and I are in the same age group, renting now is close to $2,000, if not more in a lot of cases, mm-hmm, and doesn't that equate into a fairly decent home payment or house payment too?
Yeah, it does. I mean, you can get in there, but now it's like, it is more difficult because the availability is not there. Here's what's happening. You know, the city is not getting single-family housing projects off the ground. They are most difficult, at best, to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And
I hear that not only from you.
No, it's a fact.
Every builder I've talked to that has either been in Hastings, has been, or is still, the few that still are, say the same thing.
They're happy to leave. Mm-hmm. Here's the whole thing. You look at now, you're talking about Best Development. I don't even know who those folks are. They came in, they tried to do 160-lot development on this land. All of a sudden, we don't hear anything. Nothing happens. Well, I think it's because they didn't like what they heard downtown. Mm-hmm. Now we got a new person in, and he decides, hey, we're going to take a rap at this thing, see if we can get 460 rental homes in there. And guess what? Yeah, we'll give you 460. We don't care. We like rental homes. And like I said, you know, I think they need to change their logo to put Hastings, Community of Rental Housing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only thing that's been approved. See, you tell me what else has been approved. I mean, mm-hmm, we have the project
true
on the west side, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get anything else done. They don't even give you the time of day, hardly.
Wow. Is that a coming trend?
Seems like it's the only show. It's not even a trend.
I mean, it's in Hastings it is, but it I is. Mean, is that happening elsewhere,
I
too?
I think you see it. I think you see it, you know, because single-family housing has gotten expensive, like we talked, and the rates have gotten difficult. And so now it's big money comes in and builds housing that people rent.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to spend $2,000 a month on housing. I want to own it.
Yeah, and there's tax advantages, and there's mm-hmm. values that escalate. And I think that's the most important thing. And it still is. And I think you can witness it now happening that the values are going up and up and up.
Mm-hmm.
So if you bought something in the last year to 2 years, you are very happy because you got a great interest rate and you got a good value.
But what goes up?
You can't
get
it.
Your taxes.
Yeah, well, taxes. You know, we shouldn't get off on that one.
No,
again.
But I mean, that's a part of it.
I know.
Government likes inflation because the price of value of your home goes up, which therefore translates into extra tax money into the city, county, state coffers, wherever you want to put it.
But without that, we wouldn't have Buffalo, Dan.
Bison.
Buffalo. Because we're getting buffaloed.
Okay, Greg. Yeah, we do have those, don't we?
Yes, we have buffalo now.
I'm still scratching my head on that. I've lost a big patch of hair.
That's okay.
What the heck are we doing?
And Dakota County owns rental properties in the parks. So they rent out, as I understand. So we've got recreation. So you can come from your rental home in Hastings and you go to your rental home in the park.
Wow.
For weekends.
That's quite the deal, isn't it?
They got it all covered.
Yeah. Well, now, Greg, if you can build in Hastings,
yes.
You have some homes that are in the $300,000 range, which are really good homes. Why is it that you can do that but other people can't?
Number one thing, we've had some land for a while.
Okay, you know? That's good point.
So, and these are some of our developments that we're just finishing up. You know, we did have that interruption from approximately 04 to say, let's say 011. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so that put things, and that means some of our land didn't get developed. And I think now that we're gearing up again, you know, it's time to move forward and things have stabilized. You know, it was just the recent years was a lot of instability with interest rates, with getting materials to build. It was just, there was no stability in that market, and there was a lot of uncertainty, to the point where some builders were telling people, well, if this goes up so much, we're going to charge you more. So I don't know how anybody makes a deal to build a house and then not know the end price. I mean, mm-hmm. that's almost got to be a given. With everything that's involved, loans and ability to pay, and, you know, there's not all cash buyers in this world, but it is kind of surprising how many cash buyers you run into. So
wow. Is it a fair statement to say then, or I should ask you, I'm not even going to guess on this one, but have the cost of materials stabilized somewhat?
I think they have, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
How about supplies, getting things?
Getting a little better, yep.
Okay,
don't seem to have quite the difficulty.
Okay, but
there's
still
touch and go on some stuff.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so then is it a fair statement to say that if you are to start a development from scratch today,
mm-hmm.
Because you have some stuff that was from a while back, and of course the value of that's gone way up. But if you were to start from scratch today and buy the land, you couldn't build the same homes for say $300,000.
No, we can. That's
okay,
and that's the struggle here. And I don't even know how to explain it to everyone. It's just that what we thought we could do and would be continued seems like it's not what this city wants to see, and I don't quite grasp that, because if they wanted it, they could have made it happen. Mm-hmm. And it's not like we're doing everything different. We're just continuing on with the same developments we have, and we want to move forward with them. And it's just like, oh, but things have changed, you know. They claim to have different rules, which some things always change, you know, but there are things that do remain constant, you know. And the homes that we build right now in our South Oaks development, they're the same homes. You know, we started that development with Century. I actually sold some land off to M.W. Johnson, and he built attached townhomes on 30 on Century Drive. We built some attached on 31st. We built some attached. Then you saw the shift come when the Depression took place, and we did all singles because as market values plummeted, land values plummeted. People didn't see any value in attached homes. The entire world then went to single family. And when the market changes, you need to change with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have plots of land that are called outlots so that you can adjust and make those changes. They're not designed to be used at that same point of time.
I
see. The market changes in 5 years or whatever.
Okay.
And as it changes, you modify and modify. And there were some big changes because there were things that have never happened in housing ever before, mm-hmm. i.e. the crash.
Yep.
I think a lot of people got caught in that, myself included. And if you didn't change with the market, mm-hmm. I remember my bank telling me at one point, well, what do you think about building on these lots? And I looked at him like, are you crazy? Are you paying attention? What's going on? He looked at me and says, hey, if you don't build them, we will. Well, that's a nice howdy-do.
Wow.
But it tells you how the realities are in this
right.
world. And
right.
you better be prepared to make changes and make things happen.
Good.
And the saying that his name was Ron, a very good guy. We had a great relationship. And we could talk frankly. And he said, Greg, you just need to design something and build to the market.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the gospel. You need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the folks at City Hall don't seem to get that program. And now you look at what we have built on 31st Street, we just want to continue on with that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the big deal here, you know? And there always seems to be a big deal. And that's why I go back to best. What happened to the 160 units? I think everybody would have been happy with 160 additional single-family mm-hmm. lots for more middle cost housing, more mm-hmm. affordable single family.
Well, they couldn't make it connect the dots on that, I believe. You know,
no,
couldn't make any money
no,
on
now
it.
Now they've changed yeah. ordinances again to make it more difficult.
400 and some. That's a lot of traffic through that area.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Talk Real Estate. Greg, how can folks get a hold of you if they want to?
Give us a call at Edina Realty, 651-437-2121. Ask for Greg or Wayne.
Is it a fair statement then to say that, I mean, other areas are just going like crazy? Cottage Grove is.
Yes.
You look at Rosemont and you look at Woodbury all around us. Would it be a fair statement to say then that Hastings is slow in changing to get up to those times?
Correct.
To meet those times?
There's not a doubt in my mind that they don't change.
Okay.
And the problem with it is that there are no single family developments that you can.
Wow.
You could mm-hmm. look at. You know, in the old days, it was, like I said before, it's Westview and, you know, all mm-hmm. those areas and the developments. And you go way back, and it was down in off of 46, 47
mm-hmm.
there. All those developments. I mean, it was just a continuum of single-family homes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, where do you see new single-family homes being built right now? I mean, you see some $600,000-$800,000 ones.
Yeah, the big ones.
Perfect.
Right.
That's really nice, but, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think that's everybody that we know, Dan, that can afford those.
No.
So I think it's unfortunate for the community that that hasn't been seen as a shortfall on their part in
mm-hmm.
providing this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what is the advantage to having apartments over single-family homes? If you just look strictly at, I mean, the cost of building them is cheaper. The builder can make some quick money and stuff. But in the long run, isn't there more value and taxable value with a single family home, or
yeah.
am I wrong?
I just think it comes down to basic values, Dan. I don't even want to analyze the math. I mean, why do we discontinue what this country's always had? I mean,
mm-hmm.
you and I growing up, we always had home ownership. We always had available single-family homes.
Mm-hmm.
We always elected these guys to make sure we have that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where have they not done their job?
Mm-hmm.
And they have not.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I, like I said at the beginning, if I'm going to spend $2,000 for housing,
yeah.
I want to own it.
And I know. And just think of that. Now it's an apartment. But I do think, you know, to be fair, some of those rents are maybe in that $1,200 to $1,500 range.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I don't know about the two in Hastings, but, you know, but still, if you get into a house payment that's maybe a starter home at $2,000 to $2,200, you do have some interest deduction, which is still applies.
That's right.
That gives you a credit off your income tax to help you afford that home. There's still ways to afford a single family home. And if you want to rent for 3, 4, 5 years and then get into a single-family home, that's where you need to get to. And mm-hmm. right now, you can't jump from an apartment to a $700,000 house.
Mm-mm.
And I'm going to say that differently. I'm going to say a $600,000 house. I don't know of any single-family home in a new development. That's less than 600,000.
And aren't they moving real slow on the west side over there, both those developments? There's two developments there that are moving real slow.
Yeah, I don't know what to say there.
I mean, it seems like every time I go by there, which isn't that often, but it doesn't seem like there's a lot of, you know, anything.
There's activity, though. There is activity. Okay. But, you know, it's not, if you, okay, go to Cottage Grove. I mean, there's.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just crazy up there. So when you do that comparison, it's always easy to say, yeah, well, you know, things aren't busy, things aren't good. But, no, that's just here. You know, in Cottage Grove, things seem to be quite good. In Lakeville, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Came through Apple Valley the other day. Unbelievable. I mean, so, okay, Hastings, when do we get some
drive
shots
down
at this?
46 sometime right through from Rosemont on.
It's wild.
It changes by the day.
Yes, yes. Housing.
Mm-hmm.
And it is not all rentals in those areas. Mm-mm. Cottage Grove is not all rentals. There's a lot of attached housing. There's a lot of things. And now another rental project is becoming before this council. And you know what? I'd be amazed if they have any hesitation.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, can't they see what's going on here?
Yeah, that's, they've got to change. They're behind the, they're always worried. It seems like Hastings is behind the ball all the time.
It just seems like we don't quite get it right, no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to talk about 316.
Yeah, that's...
Because I just came in to your place here and had to drive up that, and it's just like I shake my head.
Well, and 61 is going to change, too. How many... You went to that meeting, didn't you?
I didn't make that. No, okay. I sent Nick.
Okay.
So, anyways, it's, but yeah.
You know, all the rumors about all the... I don't think there's any turnarounds or go-kart, go, you know...
No roundabouts?
No roundabouts in this area except up at the end at 61 and 316. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that, so... Somebody called and said, why are they putting five roundabouts in 61? And they said,
yeah, I didn't really look at the
plan
that close.
That.
I looked at one area of the plan. I wanted to be sure of something. We'll deal with that. You know, some of our street parking, which we
need
desperately
here.
Need as a part of the community. They think they're not going to take that away, and we'll see. But, you know, I just don't think it's any issue.
Greg, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 651-437-2121.
Thank you very much. It's
Thank
been
you, Dan.
I've learned a lot.
I appreciate it very much.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtor today, Greg Jablonski. If you'd like to get a hold of Greg, you can call him at Edina Realty Office in Hastings, 651-437-2121, and ask for Greg. This is KDWA Hastings.